Mansioningles.com presenta
Lección 7. Un viaje a Hawái.
Lesson 7. A trip to Hawaii.
Antes de escuchar la continuación de las aventuras del famoso detective privado
Rick Mansworth,
escuche y repite las siguientes palabras y expresiones. ¿Qué significa eso?
What does that mean?
El verbo
to mean
significa significar.
It means.
Esto significa. Repite.
What does businessman mean?
¿Qué significa businessman?
Businessman means hombre de negocios.
Businessman significa hombre de negocios.
What does the truth mean?
¿Qué significa the truth?
The truth means la verdad. What does fantastic mean? Fantastic means fantástico. What do you mean?
¿Qué quiere decir con eso?
Do you know what I mean?
¿Me entiendes? La palabra
together means
juntos. Repite.
Together. To take a job means
aceptar un empleo.
The verb to watch means
observar o mirar.
And the verb to stay means
quedarse.
Where are we going to stay?
¿Dónde vamos a quedarnos?
The beach is
la playa.
And the verb to need is
necesitar. Repite.
I need you.
Te necesito. Las drogas en inglés son
drugs.
Y
a five-star hotel
es un hotel de 5 estrellas. Antes de escuchar una conversación con el detective Rick y una chica, vas a escuchar 6 frases. Tienes que decir a continuación si las frases son verdaderas o falsas.
1. Rick gets home late because he plays the saxophone. 2. Rick is going to Hawaii. 3. He's traveling by car. 4. He's going to Hawaii to buy drugs. 5. Rick's going to Hawaii for 3 or 4 days. 6. He asks Stephanie to go with him.
Ahora escucha la conversación y decide si las frases son verdaderas o falsas.
I can't live like this, Rick. I can't do this anymore.
Do what? What does that mean?
You know, the late nights. You come home drunk. You always go to bars. I never see you. You work all the time. And when you're not working, you're drinking with Chris or one of your friends from the jazz bar.
But that's me. That's who I am. I meet people in bars. I make contacts. I get information from people. That's my job, Stephanie. You knew that when you met me.
But we never have any time together, Rick.
Well, listen, sugar. I'm going to take a job in Hawaii next month. Would you like to go with me?
How long are you going to be there?
I don't know. About 3 or 4 weeks. I'm flying from New York on Wednesday.
What are you going to do there?
I can't tell you too much, honey. I'm going to watch a businessman. He's making money from drugs, and he's going to buy some cocaine in Hawaii. but I want you there with me. I'm going to buy you a plane ticket tomorrow.
Oh, Rick, that's fantastic. Where are we going to stay?
Don't worry, babe. We're going to stay in a 5-star hotel near the beach. Me and you together.
But Rick, what about my job? What am I going to tell my boss at the cafe?
Tell him the truth. Your boyfriend is going to work in Hawaii for a month, and you're going to be there with him. I need you, Stephanie. That's what you tell your boss. Tell him I need you.
¿Verdadero o falso?
1. Rick gets home late because he plays the saxophone. False. 2. Rick is going to Hawaii. True. 3. He's traveling by car. False. He's going by plane. He's flying. 4. He's going to Hawaii to buy drugs. False. He's going to watch a businessman. 5. Rick's going to Hawaii for 3 or 4 days. False. He's going for 3 or 4 weeks. 6. He asks Stephanie to go with him. True.
Escucha y repite algunas expresiones del diálogo anterior. Escucha.
I can't live like this.
No puedo vivir así. Repite.
Like this. Live like this. I can't. I can't live like this. I can't live like this.
Escucha.
I can't do this anymore.
Ya no puedo hacer esto. Repite.
Anymore. Do this anymore. I can't. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore.
Escucha.
I make contacts.
Hago contactos. Repite.
Contacts. Make contacts. I make contacts. I make contacts.
Escucha.
I can't tell you too much.
No te puedo decir demasiado. Repite.
Too much. You too much. Tell you too much. I can't tell you too much. I can't tell you too much.
Escucha.
Tell him I need you.
Dile que te necesito. Repite.
Need you. I need you. Tell him. Tell him I need you. Tell him I need you.
Una manera de expresar el futuro en inglés es con el
going to.
La forma estructural es sujeto más presente del verbo
to be
más
going
más infinitivo del verbo que se conjuga. Escucha. Voy a decírselo.
I'm going to tell him.
No voy a esperar.
I'm not going to wait.
¿Cuándo me vas a llamar?
When are you going to phone me?
Aparte del uso del
going to
para expresar una intención de hacer o no hacer algo, también se usa
going to
cuando parece evidente que algo va a ocurrir de forma inmediata o en el futuro más o menos próximo, por haber signos evidentes de ello. Escucha. ¡Mira el cielo! Va a llover.
Look at the sky. It's going to rain.
Pilar va a tener un bebé.
Pilar's going to have a baby.
¿Ya son las 8? Voy a llegar tarde.
Is it 8 o'clock already? I'm going to be late.
Escuche y repite.
Is she going to drive? I'm going to buy a new computer. She's going to visit Rome. We're not going to stay in that hotel. Are you going to phone me? I'm not going to get up early tomorrow. Is he going to come on Sunday?
Observa que también se usa el
present continuous
para hablar del futuro, normalmente expresando planes fijos. Escucha.
I'm playing football with Miguel tomorrow.
Mañana juego al fútbol con Miguel.
We're going to Mallorca this year. Sam's taking 2 weeks holiday in June.
Vamos a Mallorca este año. Sam toma 2 semanas de vacaciones en junio. Antes de escuchar una conversación, escucha 2 preguntas.
1. Where is Stephanie? 2. Does Harry like Rick?
Ahora escucha y contesta las preguntas anteriores.
Harry, can I talk to you?
Can you wait? I'm busy.
No, it's important, Harry.
Okay, what is it?
I need some time off. I'm going to go away next week.
How much time do you need? How long are you going to be away?
3 or 4 weeks.
What? 3 or 4 weeks? You're crazy. Where are you going?
I'm going to Hawaii, Harry.
Hawaii? Who are you going with?
With Rick.
I knew it. That crazy, dirty old drunk detective.
Hey, that's not fair. Rick's not dirty, Harry.
That man's not good for you, Stephanie. Why are you going with him?
He needs me.
He needs you? I need you here, Stephanie. Do you know how many customers we get this time of year?
I'm sorry, Harry, but I'm going. I need a break.
Ahora contesta a las preguntas. Habla después del tono.
1. Where is Stephanie? She's at work in the cafe. 2. Does Harry like Rick? No, he doesn't.
Escuche y repite algunas expresiones del diálogo anterior. Escucha.
I need a break.
Necesito un descanso. Repite.
Break. A break. I need a break. I need a break.
Escucha.
I need some time off.
Necesito tiempo libre. Repite.
Time off. Some time off. I need some time off. I need some time off.
Escucha.
You're crazy.
Estás loca. Estás loco. Repite.
Crazy. You're crazy.
Fíjate en la contracción.
You are. You're crazy. You're crazy.
Escucha.
That's not fair.
Eso no es justo. Repite.
Fair. Not fair. That's.
Otra contracción.
That is. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Escucha.
I'm busy.
Estoy ocupado. Estoy ocupada. Repite.
Busy. I'm.
Otra contracción.
I am. I'm. I'm busy. I'm busy.
Escuche y repite las siguientes preguntas con
going to
e intente imitar el ritmo en las preguntas.
Where are you going? Who are you going to go with? Why are you going with him? What are you going to do? How long are you going to be there? Where are we going to stay? What am I going to tell him?
En el inglés informal y en muchas canciones se dice
gonna
en vez de
going to.
Escuche y repite las frases con la pronunciación
gonna. Is she gonna drive? I'm gonna buy a new computer. She's gonna visit Rome. We're not gonna stay in that hotel. Are you gonna phone me? I'm not gonna get up early tomorrow. Is he gonna come on Sunday?
Escucha de nuevo dos preguntas del diálogo anterior.
How much time do you need? Do you know how many customers we get? Much
y
many
son adjetivos de cantidad. El
many
se usa con los sustantivos contables.
How many hours? How many dollars? How many people?
El
much
se usa con los sustantivos no contables.
How much time? How much money? How much beer? Much
y
many
son más frecuentes en preguntas y negaciones. Escucha y repite.
Do you drink much coffee? I've got some time, but not much. She doesn't have many friends. I took some photos, but not many. How many languages can you speak? I don't drink much water. Do you like it? No, not much.
No, no mucho.
How much water do you drink?
Repite.
How much water do you drink? How much water do you drink?
Repite la frase anterior sustituyendo la palabra
water
por las siguientes palabras. Habla después del tono y luego repite la frase de nuevo.
How much water do you drink? Milk. How much milk do you drink? Beer. How much beer do you drink? Wine. How much wine do you drink? Fruit juice. How much fruit juice do you drink? Tea. How much tea do you drink? Mineral water. How much mineral water do you drink? Coke. How much Coke do you drink? Coffee. How much coffee do you drink? Whiskey. How much whiskey do you drink?
Mansión Auto es un curso de inglés propiedad de la Mansión del Inglés CB.